mayor's council and the planning commission.
Didn't hear you, Dennis.
Oh, one of the things our citizens are really interested in, and you know, maybe our community council and our planning commission can get together with your folks in the planning, because you're on just about every committee we have here, or so you have a representative.
Yes.
Is the transition zone.
Yes, sir.
So the transition zone out of Perimeter Mall, the Perimeter PCID, into the residential area, you know, a step down, if you will, where we don't just go from IE, PCID to Mr. and Mrs. Brown's two-story house.
Yes.
So that is something that I know the people I talk to are very interested in, and that's something that we would really like to get with you and our community council and our planning commission and sit down and really discuss that, how that can be looked in the future and the vision of how we see that transitioning from IE to PCID to Mr. and Mrs. Brown's two-story house.
I think that's a very, very astute point, and I think there's some great design characters that go to that, architecturally. I mean, there's so many neat examples in the whole region that we could look to show how you do a densified project to a, what you call kind of a town little center type project, to a single family, to a retirement residential. I mean, there's so many great things, and it's all about the quality of the design. So, I mean, I think that we could look at the borders of the CID and then begin to think about how the corridors around that show that connectivity, bike trail connectivity, pathways. You know, there's just some neat things that wouldn't be that a rocket scientist to figure out that show our connectivity, but our diversity of neighborhood to the commercial.
That's why you talk about the city council, that you need a comprehensive land use plan map.
Yeah.
Which clearly identifies Perimeter Center can be 100 units per acre because it's going to be a 30-story building on a 3-acre tract of land. So that's not okay, that's okay. But as you step away, the rings, as you step away, and the Assembly Home Association has been looking at this for a long time as well, as you step away from the core of Perimeter Center, what the step-down densities and the step-down heights are allowed. And that's a mix of a comprehensive land use plan, comprehensive land use areas, or what is it called? Areas of
interest.
There you go, character areas. And the comprehensive land use plan map, which clearly identifies the densities that would be allowed in those rings as you come outside the center core of the perimeter.
Thank you.
So what kind of densities, because we would want to use, and maybe it sounds like we are going to take that transit area and define it by these transition. That's a question on the table. And then what are the densities? Because we did hear at the other meetings you want us to add in there specific densities. So what would make sense along that edge there in that transitional zone on the back of your sheets and language for it? What are the densities that need to be capped at along that edge? Is that at the very perimeter 4 units to the acre, or is that the, you know, it's a question. What will make sense from your perspective? Do we need to write policy that intends it to be single family? Does it need to say, well, single family attached might be an appropriate use in that area? On the transition area, and if you look at the map, this is in there. You're talking about the yellow area on that map on the top. Like currently, in the LCI, the framework plan is called the transitional zone. In that yellow area, where, you know, how far in do you say a density cap on there?
If you're taking notes tonight, I'll tell you that townhouses with a 25-foot buffer or condos with a 25-foot buffer is not a transitional zone. That's a brick wall, okay? What we're looking for is to go from R100 zoning to cluster housing, and, you know, single family, okay, that then goes to duplex, that then maybe goes to 4-unit townhouses, etc. Now, I don't know if that's in line with what the developers are thinking. We're looking at maximum units per acre. Fortunately, I don't live next door to it, but, you know, I look at some of the stuff they built on the, you know, I go down Womack Road and you hit Shanley Dunwoody, and I don't know if the name changes there, but you go from single family houses, then there's the library and a couple of things there. You go on the other side, mm-hmm, and there are thousands and thousands of apartments. That's not transition. That's stepping off a cliff.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Mike Teller, he's your Director of Community Development. He mentioned some additional meetings. We'll be talking through different areas of the community. The flyer, I'm assuming the announcement is on your webpage with the different dates.
And there's a mirror from the chair as well now.
Great.
Both one for the fire community meetings as well as one advertising one on Tuesday. We're going to talk about the Dunwoody Village, so please grab one of each flyer here on that chair.
And make copies and distribute them and forward them to more people so they're all, you know, also aware of this process. As the process goes through each of the care areas, we're going to have a draft. We're looking at a February, March time frame. We'll have a lot of several chances at public hearings, community council meetings to continue to review documents and the progress as you put together your first comprehensive plan.
Well said, Michelle. We want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Certainly, we want to thank Vaughn for her presentation and great staff and everybody here. Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Michael, will all these presentations be available on the community development website along with the handouts for the questionnaire so people can do that?
The DVD, we'll put it on the website. It's a, as you can see, it's a very large file. We may have to break it down for existence. And we'll have all of these handouts.
Great, thank you.
Wait, Thanks.